Are you having a difficult time getting in and out of your old bathtub? Here's a new, affordable idea to consider. When you bought your home years ago, you had a traditional bathtub, and you put a shower curtain in it, and it lasted for years. But now, maybe you or your mom is having difficulty getting in and out of a high-step tub. For some people, that can be an accident waiting to happen. If you or one of your parents is in this situation, and you don't want to spend thousands and thousands of dollars, call Steve at Senior Safety Pro Tub to Shower today. They can help you convert any old bathtub into a walk-in shower, in some cases under $2,000, in about a week. It's simple, beautiful, and priced just right. Call Steve right now for your free consultation. 855-326-7440. 855-326-7440. 855-326-7440. That's 855-326-7440.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports.
Ring Talk Live Worldwide is brought to you by the World Boxing Council, the WBC.
That is just a fact of life.
And now, the host of the longest running fight show in radio and internet history, Pedro Fernandez.
Woo, it's going to be good.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos, ladies and gentlemen, emanating, coming at you from the multi-million dollar Sports Byline Studios. Check it. This is the one, the only, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated, but hardly duplicated, 37, make that 38 plus years now of knocking out all bums. Who am I? My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am your host. I'm also a four-time Golden Glove champion, and I've won some awards for my boxing writing, so I'm a school journalist. Bottom line is, I know a little bit about boxing, but guess what? The average fan knows a little bit more, so I open up the text line at the top of each hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide just for you. You can text us here in the studio if you like, 415-275-1613. The studio text line, once again, 415-275-1613. Well, the future of the welterweight division is on display tonight, at least I think so. Virgil Ortiz, 18-0, 18 wax, come to us, of course, out of Dallas, Texas. The heir apparent to the golden boy, Oscar De La Hoya. Of course, there's been lots of heir apparents, but nobody's ever taken that slot. Bottom line is, Virgil Ortiz in line to fight Michael McKenzie tonight. McKenzie's 22-0 with two knockouts. 22-0 with two knockouts. I think Don King's going to have to weigh in on that one. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Boxing on, of course, ESPN tonight and The Zone. Of course, and Showtime was going to have a card tonight. It was going to be Showtime Championship Boxing pay-per-view event with Jake Paul. Of course, that was canceled when Hasee Rahman just refused to make the weight. And then he pulled some ghetto crap and tried to, I can't use that word on air, I can't use that word. But the bottom line, he tried some of that you-know-what stuff, and it just didn't work. Bottom line is, Tony Holden shut the show down. They postponed it. Jake Paul and Hasee Rahman is history. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, coming to you on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, Channel 217, and 1,000 other internet platforms. Straight up, we're coming to you live on Veeb TV. This is Pedro Fernandez and Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Do you love driving, but you don't love your car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. It's easy to refinance your car payment. Just call today to get your no-obligation quote and find out how much you can save. To qualify for a lower car payment, your car should be less than 10 years old, have less than 125,000 miles, and you've made at least 6 on-time payments. Call Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your rate and your payment by refinancing. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. Call today and see how much you can save. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. That's 800-871-9417. Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details. Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
But he has a shock in store for him. He has two great chances, slim and none, and Slim's out of town.
Well, why would I say that? I'm talking about Michael McKinson, 22-0, two knockouts. A southpaw coming to us from the UK, of course, taking on the heir apparent to greatness, Virgil Ortiz. Of course, Ortiz, 18-0, 18 whacks. Of course, he's only had 60 rounds in his professional career. Comes to us from Dallas, Texas. He's in the main event tonight, of course, on DAZN. You can check that out if you have your DAZN subscriber. Of course, you got one of those pirate things going on, but I'm not advocating piracy. I pay for my DAZN thing, but I won't pay for any pay-per-view on DAZN. They promised me never to have to pay-per-view. I want them to live up to that. Since they're not going to live up to it, I'm not going to do business with them when it comes to pay-per-view. Straight up, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and MMA. Want to reflect on last week's yawner. If you're a tweaking crack addict, if you haven't been to sleep in like a month and a half or something like that, you need to go back and watch Danny Garcia box. Wait, most of Danny Garcia's career since 140 pounds when he was champion at 140 will put you to sleep. I'm not kidding you. If you've got bad, bad insomnia problems, you need to watch Danny Garcia. Last week, Jose Benavides, David Benavides' brother, was the opponent. I was like stunned that he didn't bring it to Danny Garcia more, because Danny's got no pop at 154. Danny had no pop at 147. Danny wasn't a puncher at 140. But the bottom line, this guy showed him undue respect and went the distance with him and lost a majority decision across the board. Of course, that one judge that Socrates will weigh in on just a minute is a bit off the wall, but the bottom line is that was predicted. Bottom line is, at the end of the day, I wasn't impressed with Danny Garcia. I just wish he would go away. Of course, they're talking about him fighting Terrence Crawford. I think that would be a good fight, because no matter how careful he fights, there's no way he gets away from getting stopped by Terrence Crawford. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We take it from the West Coast to the East Coast and bring in the Bronx Bomber himself, talk about boxing's true PhD, Socrates Palmer. Soc, was I too off the wall this morning?
A little harsh on Danny, but hey, you know, it is fit par for the course. I mean, he, you know, since he's left the 140 pound weight class, he's not as exciting as he once was. You know, he at 140, you know, he knocked out Amir Khan, obviously in dramatic fashion. He came back from behind.
Oh, he, man, Lucas Matisse. Well, wait, time out. I gotta interrupt you. You keep giving him credit for knocking out Amir Khan. Amir Khan was Amir Khan, A space M E R E space. C-O-N. He was Amir Khan. That guy's chin, man. He was, I mean, you know what? When I was watching him in the amateurs, he was a kid in the amateurs. Like, I think he fought in the 2004 Olympics and got a bronze medal. I think so. Anyway, but the bottom line is I was watching him as a kid and I said to myself, this guy's the heir apparent to greatness. Forget Oscar and these guys. This guy's going to go a path further than them. But the bottom line is he couldn't take a shot. And if you can't take a shot in boxing, boxing's not your forte.
I agree. You know, Amir Khan, if you went to like a workout and just see him, you know, at a media press, Amir Khan checks off all the boxes, you know, but in the workout, you're not getting hit back. I mean, the fastest hands I ever saw in person was Amir Khan. He had lightning coming out of his gloves, but, you know, and he could crack a little bit. But, you know, like you said, his chin was his Achilles heel, so to speak. So
Bradus Prescott, some unknown Colombian. Bradus Prescott, unknown. Guy was unknown. Listen, you don't mess with these Colombians. I've been to Colombia. I watch club fights in Colombia, okay? These guys are rough, rugged, and for some, so they can punch. They just can punch. Colombian guys can punch. The tall Nike guys can punch. So they bring this guy and think he's a stiff, and obviously he wasn't.
That's one. That is so true. Colombians, ever since I had reasoning watching boxing, I remember, was it Pineda that knocked out Marlon Starling on HBO?
Yeah.
You know, like, Colombians could punch. Like, they may not, you know, be much as far as, you know, aesthetically pleasing, but they for some reason, to get on the plane from Colombia to the U.S., you got to have a hard right hand. And Prescott definitely fell into that stereotype. Edison Miranda. I mean, all these dudes, they can punch.
Somebody shot me a text here, and I appreciate that. Of course, the text number here live in the studio is 415-275-1613. Once again, the text line, 415-275-1613. And this call, my texter here, Jose, is comparing Danny Garcia to Mikey Garcia, and then when Mikey moved up in weight, Mikey didn't do anything as far as trying to win fights. It's sort of like this, like, played along. But I will say this. Mikey did retire. It was time. And let's be honest. I don't think he had the hunger left. He couldn't make the weight. You got to be hungry to want to make weight. In other words, if you're willing to fight guys at bigger weights and take on the risk, the disadvantage of possibly getting beat up, that's because you don't want to make the weight. That says something about your discipline.
Yeah, and Mikey, for years, I mean, even when he was coming up as a lightweight, there were talks about him not being in boxing much longer. I think he wanted to go into law enforcement. You know, Mikey grew up in a working class household. I think that had something to do with it. You know, he wasn't starving for meals.
Are you trying to tell me it was a blue collar family, much like Alex Jones called his jury yesterday? He goes, "They're a bunch of blue collar idiots," and of course they bang gang banged them for $50 million in that lawsuit. Alex Jones is not my favorite guy. He's not.
Alex Jones is out there. I mean, he did have the nuts to say to the judge, or I think it was the lawyer that asked him about the child pornography. He said, "Yeah, you mean like Jeffrey Epstein and the Clintons?" And he said a straight face.
No. And I was down with him on that, but it had nothing to do with it. But here's what's up. The bottom line is what he did to those parents, man, it's incomprehensible. You just can't imagine what it would be like to have to move 8 or 10 times because there's people picketing in front of your house saying that your kid didn't die. Imagine that, having to move 8 or 10 times. One family moved 11 times. Yeah, you can't say nothing.
It's a strong thing. Yeah, no, listen, fanaticism is a strong thing, man. And being an influential person, there's so much responsibility that comes with that. And yes, he definitely has to take responsibility for that monster F-up, you know.
But it wasn't just that. It wasn't just that. Mm-hmm. I mean, every just about mass killing that's come up with, he says is a false flag or this or that. And he's making, get this, some days he's making over $2 million a day. These suckers out there are sending him money left and right. Last night he put out a plea for funds. I kid you not. The guy's worth between $180 and $270 million.
Wow, I didn't know his fortune was that much.
They estimated that. He ain't telling them, of course. And then we'll end the Alex Jones thing with this. But when his lawyers sent all of his text messages and all of his emails to the opposing side, I said to myself, you know what? There is a God. No, there is. Listen, because I couldn't imagine, having been in law enforcement, And having been a licensed investigator and, of course, been in court many times appearing as an expert witness and this and that, I couldn't imagine ever having that happen in a courtroom in front of me. In other words, like the judge, the other side coming up with all you, after saying, hey, I have no phone calls, I have no messages, I have no emails, I don't do emails, I don't know what you're talking about. Mr. Jones, we have 2 years, your emails and your, how'd you get that? Anyway, bottom line is, that was, if ever there was like a Kodak moment on TV, that was it.
Now, do you think we'll ever get George Bush and Dick Cheney on the stand? Because they still haven't found these weapons of mass destruction, have they?
No, and that's another, listen, the weapons, no. Last time I saw George Bush, he was looking under some tables at a conference or something, like, or in the Oval Office, he was looking under the tables for the weapons of mass destruction. He turned it into a joke, of course. You know what's funny, it's not funny, is that we're still in Afghanistan 20 years later.
Yes, and a lot of people's kids didn't, you know, came back in body bags. Not his kids, not his hot-looking daughters, they're home. You know, he's seeing grandkids, so
okay.
One more political thing
there before I get screwed here and screamed at by the network. Liz Cheney is a hero amongst the left. I can't imagine
she's a
that
hero amongst the left.
Yeah, she is. I mean, for going after these guys in the January 6th hearings, and she's like all of a sudden, yeah. Like, I mean, good Lord! I mean, don't they realize what her and her daddy stood for?
Yeah, people have revisionist history. You know, you remember what you want to remember. But it's like, I think it's a Middle Eastern saying, an enemy of my enemy is a friend of mine. So I think that's what it comes down to. You know, I think, you know, you hate Trump. Okay, we hate Trump. So that trumps everything that you did in the past. So.
You know what's funny is I keep going back to the times when I was in rooms with the former president of the United States. And you know, I mean, all attention was on him. There's no doubt about it. I mean, he was the light in the room in this and that, even with Don King in the room. And I never saw him to be intellectually superior to anybody around him. I thought he was a bit dumb, if not geekish. And to an extent, you know, his lawyer, the late Mark Ettis, confirmed that to me. He says, he's not as smart as you think. He goes, money doesn't make you smart, Pedro. And I said, you got a good point there. No doubt about that. Let's roll to a break. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. I promise you that's the end of that. Virgil Ortiz, of course, and Michael McKenzie tonight. Michael McKenzie, 22-0, two knockouts. He knocked out me and Sock on the same night. That's it. Those are the only two people who can knock out. And we came out of retirement for him. Bottom line is, we'll talk about him and the fight tonight in the zone with boxing's heir apparent, Virgil Ortiz, next.
MG.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-209-6124, 800-209-6124, 800-209-6124. That's 800-209-6124, NMLS 6606, www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508, 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. 800-811-7913. That's 800-811-7913.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez. Woo!
That used to be Socrates Palmer's theme song. We go in or out with that. Of course, boxing's 2PAC coming to us from the Bronx Weekly on Saturdays on Ring Talk Live Worldwide. But this is actually Ric Flair's theme song. Of course, the longtime Ric Flair, I think was his real name. But the bottom line is, of course, he's 73, 74 years old. Had his last match, allegedly, last week. The match was sad, but I got to tell you this. The rest of that card they put together, Jim Crockett Promotions put this card together, it was the best Lucha Libre or the best professional wrestling card I've seen in quite a while. It was highly entertaining and had some spots that were like absolutely mind-blowing. Am I right there, Sock?
You know what? I agree. I was pleasantly surprised. I did not expect for it to be as entertaining. And when pro wrestling is done right, it's a really good form of entertainment. I mean, there's very few things I can match it. You know, it's just, it was really well done. It was nice to see Karrion Kross and Harry Smith. That was a good match. And the Luchadors stole the show.
Man, what were they doing? I was like, no, you're not going to do, were you doing what I was doing? You're not going to do that. And they did it.
I was just saying to myself, I hope these guys got paid well because they really left it all on the line. They put on a hell of a show.
I don't think I've ever seen guys go at it just like that. I mean, as hard as they went at it, they were really trying to do something. And, you know, for those of us that grew up on the wrestling Saturday afternoons on WTBS, a superstation back in the day, of course, that was when it was cable, and then WGN in Chicago, they ran it as well. But, you know, there was nothing quite like a Saturday afternoon because wrestling came on twice. They came on at 3:30, and then it would come on again a couple hours later for another hour. So we had two editions of championship wrestling on Saturday, and of course, I think we had one on Sunday. So we had professional wrestling to deal with. But the bottom line is, we had a choice. There was a choice. Now it's just basically the WWE, and I don't think the WWE produces a product that I want to watch. Am I wrong in saying that?
It has definitely turned away a lot of people. Vince McMahon, as it's public knowledge now, he has stepped away, and his son-in-law is not taking over the business. A lot of people are optimistic. I think it's his second week on the job now. So, you know, let's see. We may get some fresh faces, different story ideas. And, you know, as an old-school wrestling mark, you know, I hope that it does come back to something that, you know, that I used to resemble and like.
We used to throw eggs at the Road Warriors. I mean, wait a minute. We didn't take this stuff seriously, but we didn't take this stuff seriously. We just came to the wrestling matches, stashed a couple dozen eggs in the bushes, went inside, did our thing. When the matches were over, we dogged them when they came out.
Well, you grew up going in the Cow Palace, right?
Cow Palace. Without a doubt, it was a mecca of wrestling.
The late great
Roy Shire was a promoter.
Roy Shire, right?
Roy Shire was a promoter. He was an amazing dude.
Patterson,
Pat Patterson, Ray Stevens, Pepper Gomez. Well, I'll let this go in a second, but Roy Scheider used to let me scalp tickets. I was the only guy that was able to scalp tickets. He used to let me scalp tickets to his events. He would give me 50, sometimes 75 tickets of the Battle Royal. I paid $3 a piece for them, and I sold them sometimes for $7 or $8 across the street at the bus stop.
So you were a hustler from way back.
No, I mean, I realized there was a profit there to be made, and there was a service to be, listen. Every once in a while, you took a beating when you invested in trying to scalp tickets. Like when I did Bob Dylan that time, the Bob Dylan tour. It was a 5-day tour, 4-day tour in San Francisco. The first 2 days, I sold out without a doubt, making all kinds of money. And then the reviews hit the newspaper. He was terrible, talking about nothing but God. So they said, nobody's going to his concert. So the next 2 nights, I was like giving away tickets. So the bottom line is you can take a bath when you're scalping. Anyway, let's change subjects. Let's talk about Virgil Ortiz. Virgil with an E, of course, 18-0, 18 wax. Michael McKenzie, 22-0, two knockouts, the southpaw from the UK. When Don King says he has two chances, slim and none, and slim is out of town, is he referring to Double M here?
Hey, if he was referring to anybody, it would have to be Double M. Whenever you bring in a guy with only two knockouts against someone who is being groomed as the heir apparent, you know what's up. Now, myself, my curiosity is, how many rounds does this go? And does Virgil Ortiz look as explosive as he has in the past? He's coming off of a very odd setback. He had an infection, a blood infection. When I researched it, it has in the past happened to people that have dealt with performance-enhancing drugs. So that's something that
Flintstone vitamins and somebody associated with Oscar De La Hoya. Oscar, I don't think, took them, but bottom line is other guys have been around him that have been suspect before.
Yeah. You know, including former business partners, as we know, Sugar Shane. But I don't want to get off topic. But I'm very curious to see how Virgil Ortiz looks after the long layoff. He's there with someone that he's supposed to get rid of quick. But, these British fighters, they're fundamentally sound, and I believe that he's not coming to lay down. If he loses, it's just because he's not as good as Ortiz. So I expect a good, gallant effort, and it'll be good while it lasts.
Have you ever been to a Santana concert?
No, I have not.
There's lots of congos involved, okay? You want to try to, this guy's going to get beat on like a conga drum. I'm serious. It's just going to be pop, 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 pop. And it just seems, how much power does Virgil Ortiz have? Of course, 18-0, 18 wax, coming off the blood issues, of course, where he had a few months ago and had this fight canceled. Of course, the opponent went on to a 10-round decision against some last-minute to-be-announced step-in. But the bottom line is, Virgil Ortiz is all on the line tonight. I mean, everybody's going to be watching him. Is he the heir apparent to Oscar De La Hoya? That's what Oscar thinks. We'll see what happens. Maurice Hooker is going to fight tonight, 27-2, 18 wax, of course, the former champion. Taking on Blair Cobbs. Blair is 15-1 with 10 KOs out of Las Vegas. Blair is ranked like number 99, and the other guy's ranked like number 15 or 20. Bottom line is this a one-sided fight or is this competitive?
I think it's competitive. I think Maurice Hooker is a pro. He's definitely not, he has probably his better years behind him, which were at lighter weight classes. Blair Cobb is a strong dude, but he got some humble pie because he got smoked his last time out. He's got a lot of bravado. He was calling out bigger names, and, he didn't realize that he had someone in front of him that was a live dog. And he beat the snot out of him. So it's going to be interesting to see how Cobb bounces back against a good veteran.
Boxing is not fixed. Teofimo Lopez, 16-1, the former lightweight champion, 12-0. Coming back against Pedro Campa, 34-1-1, 23 kills. The best thing I can say about Pedro is he's got a good first name.
Well, Pedro means rock, right?
So, I don't know what it means, but the bottom line is Pedro, he looks like the perfect opponent here. I mean, he just does. And of course, he got the nice 30 KOs and 23 KOs and 34 wins, but he's been stopped one time. And I will say this, he is another perfect opponent. I mean, Teofimo Lopez is bringing in a guy that we haven't heard a whole lot about and a guy that's sort of been off the radar, per se, and built that 34-1-1 record up against guys like Daniel in the other room. So, this guy's got no Hall of Famers on his resume. Just put it to you like this. I got a question for you before I let you go. Word out of UK, of course, they're trying to build this thing up bigger than you can imagine. They want to say Anthony Joshua versus Tyson Fury would be the biggest fight of all time. Are they overlooking the Ukrainian Oleg Usyk or what?
Yeah, it seems that way. You know, Anthony Joshua has some unfinished business in the form of Alexander Usyk, who I don't think is going to relinquish his title, you know, at least willingly. So we know what happens when you overlook certain fighters, and Anthony Joshua needs to not only beat Usyk, he needs to be impressive just to get people to say he's got a shot.
Anthony Joshua got beat by a fat man. He got beat by a fat man, and then he beat a fatter man. There's no, I mean, his claim to fame, I mean, it sort of stopped with the first Ruiz fight, in my opinion.
A lot of luster went away from Anthony Joshua after getting beat up like that against Andy Ruiz.
The fat man!
Yes, who then got, like you said, even fatter
and put the belt on a tray.
When Andy Ruiz
started training for that fight, the rematch, he weighed 317 pounds. I mean, talk about slim and none. Holy cow, 307. Let me say it again, 317 pounds. And they might have been lying about that.
Yeah, man. I mean, he was chasing taco trucks. You know, that was
no, he
cardio.
Was the taco truck. And there were pictures on the internet of cocaine in front of him and his hand. You could see his hand or a blow on the table and cognac and this kind of good stuff. Oh, I partied too much. Well, you know what? And now he's back with the... He's back with Canelo's people and thinks he thinks he's going to put his life back together. I'm not too sure. Bottom line is, I think he's a loser.
Damn.
Am I rough today?
A little bit. Oh, by the way, Jake Paul is going to pay all the undercard guys. I don't know if you saw that. 50%.
You know what? Jake Paul is nothing but class. He is nothing but class. We got to run. All the best to you, Sock.
Love you, brother. Enjoy the weekend.
Jake Paul for president. Jake Paul for president. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? We can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents or having to waste time showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your house to foreclosure. If you have equity in your home, we'll buy your home and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call now before your situation gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just need anymore and get the cash you need today. Call this number now.
800-950-8218. 800-950-8218. 800-950-8218. That's 800-950-8218. Paid for by Want to Sell.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-514-0521. 800-514-0521. That's 800-514-0521.
I think that the Affordable Care Act, you know, as long as it wasn't a name, the Obamacare, it would pass. They made the test already. But the fact of the matter is, at the essence of it all, is people need health care.
Don King, yeah, he said a lot of things in his lifetime, but that one thing rings true there. Everybody needs health care. Of course, a recent bill going before the president, about to be signed by the president next week, I believe, will extend the Affordable Health Care Act to a lot of people, and more power to them, because health care, you need health care. We're in the most richest country in the world. You can't have a doctor. You can't see a doctor. That's crazy. Bottom line is, let's talk about the sport of boxing. Of course, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. If you are joining us for the very first time today, let me welcome you to the show. Of course, we've been here 38 plus years now, knocking out all bumps. First started out back in 1984, doing a 15-minute show. Then it graduated into national syndication in 1989. Before I knew it, we were around the world in 1989. Then the internet came in 1992. I was the first show on the internet. Of course, we went to Tokyo, Japan, Beijing, China, and broadcast live from Beijing, China. The first time there was ever a live sports talk radio broadcast from the People's Republic of China. I thought that was all kind of cool. But the bottom line is, we've been around the bend. So if you're joining us for the very first time today, we welcome you to the family. You've been with us for a while. Welcome back. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide, often imitated but never duplicated. Of course, they're talking about Oscar De La Hoya, of course, the promoter extraordinaire. Talking about Ryan Garcia and Tank. Tank Davis scores Javante Davis. This is a match everybody wants to see at 135 pounds. Tank, Ryan was saying it'll be at 140 about a week and a half ago. Now he's changed his tune. He said, anyway, it's cool. Of course, they are negotiating, but this will be a big fight, no doubt about that. But, you know, in the age of digital theft, and, you know, Fire Sticks and all this type of streaming stuff, this and that, how much money can they make? I mean, I think about that. How much money can I thought about that. How much money can they make? Bottom line is, they sort of brought this greed on themselves. Of course, they're tacking pay-per-view charges now on DAZN. Anytime you want to watch a UFC in a title fight, of course, you've got to watch that on pay-per-view as well. Speaking of the UFC, last week, good Lord, man. Juliana Peña, I talked a lot of smack going into that fight with Amanda Nunes. Of course, Amanda Nunes, a lioness, the former world champion at 135 and 145 pounds. Well, put it this way, she's gay. And had the other girl been gay, she'd have been arrested, booked, and put in jail for domestic violence. I mean, that was like, yikes, man. She knocked her down a couple of, I was like turning my face away. There ain't too many fights on TV where I turn my face away, but there are fights occasionally on the UFC channel and watching the UFC where I turn my face away. A couple times in live events, I turn my face away. I just don't want to see that kind of carnage. I just don't. But the bottom line is, Amanda Nunes is now back on top of the world as 135-pound world UFC champion. No doubt about that. Right? And wish her the very best. No doubt about that. Now, time to take you back in time. Of course, you know, at one point in time, there was the Fabulous Four. It was Sugar Ray Leonard, Thomas Hearns, Roberto Duran, of course, my favorite, and Marvelous Marvin Hagler, 62-3, of course, never been stopped. Lost two fights to guys that he ended up avenging fights, the losses to, but that last fight he lost was his last fight, of course, in 1987 against Sugar Ray Leonard. He finished at 62-3 with 52 KOs. Marvin Hagler and I, we had some run-ins that were pleasant. We had some run-ins that were, how can I put this? A little nasty back and forth, a little snappy back and forth. But that's the way Marvin rolls. Sometimes he was cool. Sometimes he snapped. But at the end of the day, he was still, without a doubt, marvelous. Let's check out Marvelous Marvin Hagler.
No, it was a great career. I mean, it wasn't easy, but it made it much easier because I love the sport. I love the fight, and so it made my job a lot easier. You know, but it was a lot of hard work.
What moment would you say remains fresh in your memory when you look back?
I would have to say the Tommy Hearns fight. Behind the fact that, you know, that was the highlight of my career, I believe. I had to prove to the people my greatness, and I think that they started to see in it right then. And so I remember just saying, now what do you think now? Am I great or what? He says, ah, marvelous, you're great.
Well, talking about greatness, Muhammad Ali, yes, the greatest boxer of all time,
yes,
he continuously said that he's the greatest of all time. Well, do you think self-praise is necessary as a sports person?
No, I know what you're trying to say. But, you know, Ali was somebody different. He was a totally different person. But for myself, I always said that the greatness will come. You can't bring it. It has to be there. It has to shine. And so I think that after that fight, that's where the greatness showed.
What role has boxing played in your life?
No, you know, basically I grew up in a very poor area.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, in the poverty-stricken area. And what was the greatest thing that ever happened to me was that I was able, excuse me, to find boxing. You know, so it's the same thing as what I'm doing, why I'm here, in a sense, now, too, with Lars. Because what we're trying to do is we're trying to give back to kids that are growing up, to get them out of the ghettos, get them out of the street, give them hope, give them something that which you never had.
Yeah.
So by me growing up the way that I grew up, it just showed me that if you ever make it to the top or whatever like that, that one thing that you got to learn, that you really didn't do it by yourself, and that what you should do is to be able to give something back.
Yeah.
So by me finding Lars, in a sense, has helped me to put a smile on every kid's face, and that's what's important. Like when you say marvelous, the kids love that. If they know just who I am and whatever like that, and they want to touch you, they want to be able to talk with you, and, you know, and it's exciting. I mean, you know, and you really didn't realize that how much impact that you really have on people and whatever, and that people that, even the old people that watched me when I was fighting, they talked to me just like the fight was yesterday. They remember every round. They remember the punch that I threw. I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, very, very interesting story. On a personal level, how have you been able to give back in terms of helping young people?
Well, I think basically what I'm into is giving a kid education, and basically I'm interested in sports. I think every kid should play a sport, and I think you should have education in the sense that if your sport or your job or whatever does not work out, if you get the education, you have something that you can turn back on and that you can build. You know, there's another life, not only just one way, you know, and education is your last hope.
Yeah, talking about another life, a lot of sportsmen are falling into depression after retirement.
Yes.
What do you think that can be done to help a lot of sportsmen stay alive after sports?
It's a terrible feeling, and I think I don't want to be there. You know, I think that you have to make yourself happy in a sense by going on to a different, like for me, when I finished boxing, whatever, I wanted to become an actor. So that's what I do now, you know. One thing I learned about being an actor, you know, if you get killed inside a film, at least you can come back alive. So that's the great part. You know, when you get whacked or whatever, I mean, it really don't hurt because it's fake. You know what I mean? But inside the ring, everything is real. So that's realistic there. So, you know, it's fun to have something else to look forward to. You know, and that's what I'm trying to do. Look forward to the dreams that which I'm trying to still fulfill, and that is my acting career. And I think one more film, and I think I'm going to finish that. You know?
You are now officially Marvelous.
Marvelous.
Marvin Hardy.
Yes, that is my name.
Tell us the story. It was a nickname.
No, it was a, no, well, oh? No, I think that basically, you know, I felt as though that if you can call Muhammad Ali, Muhammad Ali, and if you can call Sugar Ray Leonard, Sugar Ray, I mean, and they're not even the real Sugar, and if, you know, all these nicknames that other fighters have, but to be Marvelous, you know, I didn't want to be a person that was imitating anybody. So the reporters and everything years ago, they used to say to me, I was hearing the people going, like even in France, ooh la la, I'm Marvelous. I mean, the people really got to like the name, and so I love it too, you know what I mean? And I always think that I was barbarous.
Wow, fantastic.
So it fits.
You moved to Italy.
Yes.
You left the U.S.
Yeah.
Was it motivated by love?
Well, it was a different... No, moving to Italy is because basically I started finding a job there. I did a couple films in Italy, and that's what generated me to stay. Plus, I found my lovely wife, you know what I mean? And so... You know, it gave me a reason, you know, being away from the ghetto type of area where you grew up and everything, being into a totally different world, which is, you know, an Italian culture and whatever, learning about the culture of other people, being able to try to speak the language. I mean, this helps you to grow. It's a new challenge in my life. So that is what I'm working on.
Let's talk about racism. You're a legend.
Yes.
Maybe because of your status, you don't suffer much as far as racism is concerned, but a lot of people at the lower rung of society, blacks, who suffer racism. How do you think that sports can help to eradicate racism?
We all went through that, you know, growing up, even in a fighter, growing up in a black area, and then being able to be able to mix with other nationalities. I think for me it was a great opportunity to, because it gives me an opportunity to learn how other people live and how they eat, they sleep and whatever. I cannot understand the ignorance basically from people who are against any other color. Okay, so I think basically the whole world has got to come together and realize that we're all on this earth together. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I don't look at a person as black, white, or whatever. I look at what they are.
Stroking himself, and he had a stroke. That's the best way I could put it. Medically, I mean, think about this. This has been in the annals of crime and unsolved mysteries for years and years and years. Listen, being a private investigator, former SFPD veteran, I just looked at that picture of the alleged crime scene, the death scene, when I saw that Liston was like decomposing on the bed, his underwear were down around his ankles. I mean, what do you think? You think some guy came in and killed him and then pulled his underwear down around his ankles? Come on! He was pleasing himself. He came and went at the same time. So that's enough on the story of Sonny Liston. Now, back to Virgil Ortiz tonight. Of course, I'm high on Virgil Ortiz. I have been for a long time. Of course, this issue that he had with possible Flintstone vitamins and things like that. Of course, a lot of fighters play around with Flintstone vitamins. You know, I always wondered, would I have done it? I don't know. I'm scared of steroids. I'm scared of putting drugs in my body. I smoke a little weed now and then, but outside of that, I try to stay away from anything that's pharmaceutical, okay? But I don't, you know, I thought about that. If we give you such an extra edge, if we gave you such an extra edge, I mean, I watched Manny Pacquiao. I'm not saying Manny Pacquiao was on Flintstone vitamins, this and that, but he never got tired. I mean, he was like Salvador Sanchez without the steroids. I mean, he never was breathing hard and like that. So this guy's kicking ass on bigger guys. He's not getting tired. What's going on? Something's amiss. Anyway, bottom line is Manny Pacquiao, of course, the former world, 100 flyweight champion, 112 pounds, fought originally 107 pounds. Initially, towards the end of his career, at one point in time, he fought at like 153, 154 pounds or for a 154-pound belt at some special weight, like 152 or something like that. But the bottom line is he moved up a lot. Okay, size matters in two things, pornography and combat sports. But the way Manny Pacquiao moved up, he was just kicking ass. I mean, when I met him in 2001, he was a skinny kid with one jogging suit. I went in the bathroom, you know, to... let me use Rocky Graziano's line. I gotta go get a squirt, kid. So I went into the bathroom of his hotel room on A Street here in San Francisco. It was the Holiday Inn at that point in time. But he had one little jogging suit hung up in the shower there, drying. He was drying. It said Manny Pacquiao. That was it. That's all he had. I mean, he was like dirt poor, absolute dirt poor, and weighing 122 pounds. And you know, maybe 125, 126, 128 after a fight. He wasn't gaining a whole lot of weight. But then I think the Flintstone vitamins sort of kicked in. I do. I mean, look at it. I mean, the guy never got tired. That guy never got tired. I mean, against bigger guys. That's when I got tired, fighting bigger guys, pushing bigger guys around the ring. You go back after a round of sparring with a middleweight, if you're like a junior welterweight or a welterweight, in the middle, I was in, sort of in the middle there. But anyway, you go back out there after a round, after two, three rounds, and you can sort of feel it. You can feel the difference of 4 or 5 pounds in an athletic contest as far as boxing is concerned. I mean, got man to man. You can just feel it. So imagine if you've got a lot of weight and a lot of advantage. That's why I'm not too big on these same-day weigh-ins. I think they should have them, I mean, the day before weigh-ins. I think there should be same-day weigh-ins. I really do. I think a guy shouldn't gain unfair weight, just especially in the world of the UFC. Holy cow. Danny, one of those guys gaining 20 pounds after UFC weigh-in? Easy sometimes. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Check it. Your inside look at the world of boxing and MMA. Of course, coming to you live on DAZN tonight. Virgil Ortiz, watch him. I think he's a good kid. I think he's got a good future. And the bottom line is, if he isn't ruined by Flintstone Vitamins, and I don't think he is, he will have a future world champion. No doubt about that. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. On the east side, the phone will never die. Strong as alive on the east side, where the crew will get you high.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. 800-493-6118. That's 800-493-6118.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Little Harmony from the Tower of Power. Check them out, towerofpower.com. They've got a new lead singer. It's like lead singer number 2324, but I saw a clip of him the other day, and he sounded pretty damn good. Of course, check them out at towerofpower.com. Of course, also on DAZN tonight, the linear WBA and WBC flyweight champion, 112-pound. Talk about the female champion, Marlon Esparza. Of course, she's going to take on Eva Guzman, who's 19-1 with one draw and 11 whacks. Not too many women can knock people out, but she's got 11 knockouts with those big old gloves on, fighting 112 pounds. You know, these girls should be fighting with 4-ounce gloves instead they're fighting with 8 or 10-ounce gloves. That's absolutely crazy, isn't it? That small. Anyway, bottom line is, this is Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Jake Paul is my hero. But I want to mention this. Captain Dan Cunningham of the San Francisco Police Department, retired captain, I think he's still doing some work for the SAPD, he lost his daughter last week. I mean, she was 38 years old, and she just didn't wake up. And, you know, there's got to be nothing worse for a parent than have to bury your own child. I mean, words can never suffice, but imagine that. There could be no greater pain than having to put your child into the ground. But the bottom line is, the Cunninghams, after, we wish them the very best, and our heart and soul is out to them. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Don't forget, the Sunday edition, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. Daniel's been kicking ass today. I thank you so much for tuning in to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Often imitated, but as you can see, hardly duplicated.